Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Did you hear the blasphemy about you today earlier on the station about your defense of Nolan Jones?
No, I really didn't. I catch like everything on the station. What happened?
It was the Morning Boys. They were talking about your referencing how hard Nolan Jones is hitting the ball.
The exit velocity
and saying that they really only care about that with home run balls, not necessarily any other thing. So.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't at this point. You know what I mean? I understand that. I get that.
I didn't like it. I mean, yes, he's hitting 156 now. We can all agree that's not good.
Well, hold on. By the way, this was also not me defending Nolan Jones it wasn't like it was like week one that I said this. I said this last week when he was already below the Mendoza line.
I think
just offered up as a piece of hope for Nolan Jones, not necessarily like he's going to be great. No, he's unequivocally stunk.
If you had said that a month ago, I think they would have been okay with it. But now that you exit velo, that's a problem, I think. It really wasn't that big of an issue.
I guess I got to hear the segment.
I think they were just having the conversation, then just went out of their way.
Did they represent it as if I was like a Nolan Jones defender?
I believe that's exactly what
happened. Yeah, okay, so that's where they're wrong then, because I'm not a Nolan Jones defender. We're just looking for hope in a field of 0-0 hope right now.
I think it's about 156 hope.
Yeah, it's not great. But again, if I had done this in like the second game of the season, maybe a little bit different. But it's like Apple stocks at 10 cents. And I'm like, you know what, guys? This might not be great, but here's a brief shred of optimism if you want to cling to.
216-474-0092.
Apple stock is doing great, by the way.
Is JP a Nolan Jones homer? I think that was the question. Yeah? No question?
Man, it's not a great position for me, is it? I like Nolan Jones.
I do, too. It's okay.
I think we all like Nolan Jones.
I like John Kensie as well, and he's actually started to hit home runs recently. No, if Nolan just had like four more home runs, we could all agree we can put up with 156. It's the 156 and the lack of home runs that I think might just be the problem.
Yeah, and just because a person hits the ball incredibly hard and he's in the 95 percentile for exit velo and basically everything that they'll tell you, this person hits the ball incredibly hard, doesn't mean he's going to be a great player. Doesn't mean he's going to be a great hitter. It's just one stat among many, many, many stats, Nick.
Now back to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the game one of futility. I'll be honest with you. I don't care which one you pick. You'd be right either way. If we said offense or defense, which one was the bigger issue in game one?
Yeah.
You landed on offense, yes?
I did, and a lot of this is because I just don't... I think you can have a great recipe, and I think you can be a good defensive team and all that, but in the NBA... In the postseason especially, just offense just trumps defense all day, every day. And it's going to be really hard. Doesn't mean you can have five Draymond Greens out there. It's going to be really hard. And because I use Draymond, you're not going to like this. but it's going to be really hard to stop these guys. Like what they do best is the same thing that you do best, and that's scoring the basketball. Like their offense is incredible.
So my devil's advocate was they were just getting such pristine looks. Like – you don't have to play great defense against them, but just don't give them the easiest looks on the court. My bigger problem with the offense, though, is you just weren't setting anything up. It was, I mean, it was, it really was, it looked like the J.B. Bickerstaff offense, where it was, the only difference was, instead of Donovan or Darius being the guy
it was,
that
it was
did
Donovan
it,
or Ty Jerome.
Ty Jerome.
Which is just entirely too much Ty Jerome.
I think, listen, the defense is going to be a work in progress this whole series, right? We freely admit that. Indy puts a lot of pressure on you. I'm not saying I don't care about that, but with a little physicality, I think you can get the defense where it needs to be. You don't have a shot in hell if you're not going to go ahead and run your offense in this series. You just don't.
And if you thought the open looks they got were impressive, if we make it to the Boston series, which I still expect us to do, you want to talk about a team that, like, the move in the rock becomes more paramount and becomes really impressive? That's the Celtics.
216-474-0092. What was your bigger frustration point with game one for the Cavs, the offense or the defense? Thomas in Shaker, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, real quick, JP, what I'm hearing from you is if I should bet anytime home run tonight, Nolan Jones, if I put $10 down, I should win about $156.
No, I wouldn't do that. Only because he's in the eight spot tonight. Is that right?
He is.
So much fewer opportunities than when he was in the two hole, which he'd become accustomed to.
Because I'm, we I'm have just a, saying, put your name on it. What if he hit a home run today? You'll be a radio legend.
It's not putting my name on it. No.
Wait.
No.
Thomas, are you saying that he needs to say it with his chest?
Listen, the cars.
It's high reward, low risk. If you say anytime home run, Nolan Jones tonight, and you win a whole bunch of people money, then you're a legend. If you lose, you go like, oh, yeah, I was just talking. You know.
Nobody's saying that works, conviction right now.
That is how that works. No, the car is on the fire. It's on fire and it's on the interstate, right? And I just happen to be like, hey, you get an extinguisher. It might not be that bad of a car. Like, I see there's some good there. And now all of a sudden it's like, I thought this car is the greatest car to ever be invented. So, okay.
All right, Thomas, we got about 35 seconds, buddy. Give us your cash.
35 seconds. First of all, if I'm Kenny Atkinson, I'm putting Tristan Thompson in. I'm a little emotional right now after that game. If I'm the Cavs, I'm putting Tristan Thompson in the first 5 minutes. I'm making sure he gets all six of his fouls in the first 5 minutes. Like, Tristan, just go out there and just, like, I don't know, just start hacking people. I mean, that's not a good response, but after watching DeAndre Hunter take that fall last night, the first thing I could think of was when Kendrick Perkins came in the game and decked the Celtic after Kevin Love got his arm ripped out. So I'm like, man, put Tristan Thompson in the game so he could deck somebody, please. Anyway, if I'm the Cavs, I'm not concerned. I'm not worried, but I am concerned. I do think that we're going to come out better in game two. I need Darius Garland to come back and get over himself with his injured toe. They need to space the floor better, and they need to I'm more concerned on defense because I felt like our defense did nothing. We did not respect the Pacers enough. So I think if our defense clamped down and our offense would come down in place and the Cavs need to calm down and just play Cavaliers basketball, and we will beat the Pacers in six. Thank you.
I'm going to have to teach you what 35 seconds is there, Thomas. But – with love.
Oh, that's what you were laughing at. Yeah. I was like, I didn't understand.
And the toe thing is like, he's got to get over his toe. It's like, an emotional toe injury. It's a physical toe injury. Does Darius have to play in-game toe?
Run that back one more time.
You said emotional toe, and my brain is operating on four levels, and emotional toe is where we went. Does Darius Garland have to play in game two? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.